Laudato Jesus Christus. Vatican and World News.
In the headlines this Friday, February 7th, Pope Francis decries the global scourge of human trafficking. He praises Talitha Kum's religious sisters who internationally combat the phenomenon hands-on, and preparations for the Jubilee of Armed Forces underway in the Vatican. In the Vatican, I'm Deborah Castellano-Lubov. Pope Francis today released a message to mark the 11th International Day of Prayer and Awareness Against Human Trafficking on Saturday, the Feast of St. Josephine Baquita. In his message, the Pope praised the work of those who seek to combat the scourge of modern slavery and urged everyone to do their part. Devin Watkins has more.
Ahead of the International Day of Prayer and Awareness Against Human Trafficking, Pope Francis is urging Catholics and all people of goodwill to do their part to combat the exploitation of vulnerable people. In his message released on Friday, the Pope noted that the day takes place on the liturgical memorial of St. Josephine Baquita, a Sudanese woman who fell victim to human trafficking as a child and then later became a nun. As the Jubilee focuses the Church on the theme of hope, he said, we must also ask ourselves how we can nourish that hope for the millions of people who are trapped in modern slavery. Where, he asked, do we get the new impetus to combat the trade in human organs and tissues, the sexual exploitation of children and girls, and forced labor, including prostitution, drugs, and arm trafficking? Christ, responded the Pope, provides the only true source of hope and strength for its victims and for those who seek to combat the scourge. With the help of God, he said, we can avoid becoming accustomed to injustice and ward off the temptation to think that certain phenomena cannot be eradicated. Each person, he added, must work in their own way to oppose the economic and criminal mechanisms that profit from the sufferings of others. Jesus teaches us that listening and compassion are essential to helping human trafficking survivors to get back on their feet, he said, noting that many of the most forceful opponents of trafficking are those who were once its victims. Trafficking, he said, is a complex, constantly evolving phenomenon and is fueled by wars, conflicts, famine, and the consequences of climate change. Responses to human trafficking, noted the Pope, must focus on united global efforts, especially under the coordination of international organizations. In conclusion, Pope Francis invited those working to combat human trafficking to entrust their efforts to the intercession of St. Josephine Baquita. Together, he said, we can create the conditions for trafficking and exploitation to be banned and for respect for fundamental human rights to prevail in fraternal recognition of our common humanity. I'm Devin Watkins.
Also for the occasion, the Pope received the day's organizers and the Talitha Kum Network of religious sisters worldwide who combat the scourge hands-on throughout the world. In the Pope's words of appreciation to them, he encouraged them in their commitment and in their work. Thaddeus Jones reports.
At his residence on Friday, Pope Francis addressed the delegation of Talitha Kum, a Catholic network of religious sisters dedicated to combating human trafficking through prevention, advocacy, and survivor support, as well as organizers of the International Day of Prayer and Awareness Against Human Trafficking.
Di fronte a questo dramma, non possiamo restare indifferenti.
The Pope said, we must not tolerate the shameful exploitation of so many of our sisters and brothers, trafficking in human bodies, the sexual exploitation even of small children, and forced labor are a disgrace, the Pope said, and a very serious violation of fundamental human rights. Recalling that the 11th International Day of Prayer and Awareness Against Human Trafficking takes place on Saturday, the 8th of February, the Pope recognized their encounter falls on the eve of the feast of St. Josephine Baquita, whom he called a victim of this terrible scourge. St. Baquita's story, the Pope underscored, gives us strength and shows us that with the Lord's grace, it's possible for those who suffered injustice and violence to shatter their chains, to go free, and to become messengers of hope to others in difficult situations. Addressing those present, the Pope also decried human trafficking as a global phenomenon that claims millions of victims and continues unabated. He said it continually finds new ways to infiltrate our societies the world over. And in the face of this tragedy, the Pope appealed we must not remain indifferent And he said, like yourselves, we need to unite our forces and our voices, calling upon everyone to accept responsibility for combating this form of crime that profits from the most vulnerable.
Ringrazio in particolare Talitha Kum per il servizio che svolgete voi.
And thanking Talitha Kum for its service in particular, Pope Francis said he's pleased to meet them and to join them in their daily commitment to put an end to human trafficking. In a special way, the Pope expressed his appreciation to the youth ambassadors, who he acknowledged continue to find new ways of raising awareness of and providing information about the evil of human trafficking. And in this context, he called on organizations and individuals in this network to continue to work together, making victims and survivors their primary concern, listening to their stories, caring for their wounds, and enabling them to make their voices heard in society at large. The Pope said, this is what it means to be ambassadors of hope, and it's his hope that during this Jubilee year, many others will follow their example. I'm Thaddeus Jones.
Now to the Jubilee. More than 30,000 people will flock to Rome to participate in the second major Jubilee event of the Holy Year. 2 days are being dedicated to the armed forces and police, municipal police, security operators, veterans, military associations, military academies, chaplaincies, and military ordinariates. On February 8th to February 9th, members of these groups will make a pilgrimage to the Holy Door, enjoy a concert, and end with Mass in St. Peter's Square. Kelsey Galsi tells us more in this report.
In a press conference hosted by the Holy See Press Office, Archbishop Rino Fisichella, pro-prefect of the Dicastery for Evangelization, outlined the schedule for the two-day event. Delegations from some 100 countries will start the event on February 8th, with a pilgrimage to the Holy Door and time for confession. In the afternoon, Piazza del Popolo will be filled with music as a ceremonial brass band welcomes the groups. On Sunday, despite the announcement that Pope Francis is suffering from bronchitis, Archbishop Fisichella stated the Pope is still scheduled to preside over Mass. The pro-prefect reflected that this Jubilee of the Armed Forces first and foremost calls for a reminder of peace, especially for regions in the world that today are facing times of violence. He reminded everyone of the words of Pope Francis in the Bull for the Jubilee, that the demands of peace call on everyone and require us to pursue concrete projects. These concrete projects take different forms and serve the needs of people in various parts of the world. One such project is Operation Irini. Lieutenant Colonel Osrin Lukenda of the Croatian Navy described this mission to contribute and support the peace process in Libya. 23 European Union member states are involved in this military maritime security measure to stop illegal arms trafficking. Serving as a staff officer in Operation Irini, the Lieutenant Colonel explained how this Jubilee Year of Hope ties into the peacekeeping aspect of military operations. He pointed out it brings hope to all those affected by atrocities because their wish is peace and nothing but peace. Military men and women who do not have the opportunity to travel to Rome and make the pilgrimage to the Holy Door in St. Peter's Basilica are not left behind. Father Saverio Finotti, rector of the School of Seminarians for Chaplains in the military city of Cecignola in Rome, pointed out chapels within foreign missions have become holy doors, places of pilgrimage to convey the message that the Lord invites everyone to conversion. This way, the Jubilee of the Armed Forces will extend far beyond Rome and include men and women serving the cause of peace and hope in every corner of the world. I'm Kelsey Gussie.
In other headlines, as U.S. President Trump issues executive orders aimed at overhauling illegal immigration into the United States, the church in Mexico continues to stand by migrants between the two countries. Bishop Jose Guadalupe Torres Campos of the Mexican Border Diocese of Ciudad Juarez spoke to Vatican media about the church's ongoing outreach efforts for migrants amid growing uncertainty and concerns for future developments. Lisa Zingarini reports.
For years, the Mexican border diocese of Ciudad Juarez has been on the front line in assisting and supporting Latin American migrants and asylum seekers who continue to flow to Mexico seeking a better future in the U.S. According to Bishop Torres Campos, Trump's policies and rhetoric have created a climate of fear and uncertainty, exacerbating the already precarious situation faced by these migrants. He admitted that while no drastic changes have been observed yet since the inauguration of the new presidency, the local church is already confronting a shift in reality that requires urgent attention. The transition from Biden to Trump has brought harsher conditions for migrants, including the suspension of asylum requests, the termination of temporary protection programs, and the revocation of birthright citizenship for children of undocumented immigrants. Additional measures, such as the expansion of deportation programs, the construction of new detention centers, and border militarization, have further compounded the crisis. Despite this, said Bishop Campos, the church remains a beacon of hope, actively working on local, national and international levels to develop strategies that serve both migrant communities and the broader society. Today more than ever, peace and the certainty of Jesus' permanent presence help us make our migrant brothers feel that they are not alone, he said. On a positive note, Bishop Torres Campos explained that the Church in Mexico has strengthened cooperation to provide immediate and effective responses to the crisis. Specifically, the Mexican Episcopate has reinforced migrant shelters, assistance centers, and soup kitchens throughout the country, while the Diocese of Ciudad Juarez keeps all reception spaces open to all those in need, working closely with neighboring U.S. dioceses across the border. I am Lisa Zingarini.
In other international headlines, turning to Africa, the worst could be yet to come in East Congo's escalating crisis, the UN Human Rights Chief Walter Turk said on Friday, warning that abuses, including rape and sexual slavery, may increase. He spoke at an emergency meeting of the UN Human Rights Council called by Congo to investigate massive rights violations it blames on Rwandan-backed M23 rebels who have taken the city of Goma and are seizing more territory. If nothing is done, the worst may be yet to come for the people of the eastern DRC, but also beyond the country's borders, Turk told a packed room of diplomats and rights groups in Geneva. All those with influence, he said, must act urgently to put an end to this tragic situation. Turk said he was horrified by emerging multiple reports of rape, gang rape, and sexual slavery. He said this is likely to worsen in the current circumstances. Rwanda's envoy rejected allegations that it was responsible, saying it had proof of an intended major attack by its western neighbor. Dozens of countries at the meeting condemned rights violations in Congo, including several African states. And also in headlines, weeks of tremors are exposing dangers at a popular Greek destination. Hundreds of small earthquakes that shook Greece's tourist hotspot of Santorini this week have revived concerns about the safety of a decades-long construction boom along the island's sheer volcanic cliffs, experts said. No serious damage has been reported, but scientists have warned that the seismic activity could last for weeks and have not ruled out the possibility of a larger quake to come. And that brings us to the end of this edition of Vatican and World News. For more on these and other stories, please visit www.vaticannews.va. And don't forget to catch our latest updates on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Many thanks go to our sound engineer in the studio in the Vatican. I'm Deborah Castellano-Lubov.